Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joe Sabarone, a.k.a. A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our foolish thought for today is, it's a miracle. He is alive. On January 30th, 2024, a letter arrived at my home addressed to my father from the New York City Department of Personnel. I opened the letter, and it was a W-2 form. And for those of you listening who do not know what a W-2 form is, it is a form issued by an employer stating the amount of wages that you earned, taxes paid, etc. It stated that my father had worked for the City of New York in 2023 and earned a little over $630. I called out to my wife, "It is a miracle! He is alive!" My wife asked me what was going on, and I told her that my father was alive. She looked at me as if I had lost my mind, and then I showed her the W-2 form from the City of New York with my father's name. You see, my father, who had worked for New York City Transit, aka the subway and bus system, and the New York City Board of Education, for over 30 years, died in April of 2018. I, of course, notified all of the appropriate New York City agencies, his union, and the IRS when he died. However, it seems that someone managed to get a hold of all his information, including his Social Security number, and did some work for the City of New York. Now, I promptly sent the New York City Department of Personnel a note regarding this, as this is a crime. It's identity theft. And guess what? On March 17th, the New York City Department of Personnel sent my father a new set of W-2 forms. However, this was a correction to the earlier W-2. It seems that he did not earn over $630. He only earned $51. All I could simply do was shake my head. You see, my father was quite careful with his information. He never used a computer or even had a cell phone. It may have been that someone from the City of New York, maybe an IRS employee, or potentially someone hacked into one of the databases that he might have been on and obtained all of the information. In any event, I do not expect anything to be done about this, as the amount was so small. Will, however, I need to spend additional time on this with the IRS? Who knows? Given that someone in the New York City Department of Personnel has reissued the W-2 for less than $600, to be honest, I probably will not hear from the Internal Revenue Service. But nevertheless, it is more important. The more important issue here is that someone is using my deceased father's information illegally. Has this ever happened to you? How did you handle it? How did it end? By the way, if there are any updates to the story, I will let you know. And, as always, if you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, subscribe, or even share with a friend. To learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joe Sabarone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning, signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.